this guide, we'll be covering
Chapter 1, Today's Economic Challenges. Chapter 2, The Power of Precious Metals Uncovered. Chapter 3, How to Buy Precious Metals. Chapter 4, Gold Co., Your Number One Rated Precious Metals Company.
Congratulations on taking the first step to purchasing gold and silver products to diversify your savings with precious metals. This guide is designed to help you understand the mounting challenges you face in today's uncertain world and help you evaluate if purchasing tangible precious metals products can help protect your savings from economic risks. After we cover the challenges that every American must come to terms with today, we'll explain the many benefits of diversifying with precious metals like gold and silver. Metals have been used for thousands of years as a store of value, and they are considered a safe haven asset by many individuals across the globe, especially during our lifetime, where we've witnessed a massive devaluation of the US dollar and other currencies worldwide. Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans just like you are turning to precious metals to once again diversify their wealth. And they're not the only ones. Central banks across the globe are doing the exact same, at a record pace. With persistent inflation, skyrocketing national debt, rising interest rates, the time may be right for you to consider diversifying your retirement savings. Plus, right now, we're offering our customers a special bonus offer. All you have to do is give your Gold Co. representative a call to get started. Thousands of customers just like you have chosen to purchase precious metals from Gold Co. because of our A+ ratings, high customer satisfaction, and knowledgeable team. We look forward to serving you. Chapter 1, Today's Economic Challenges.
The Dire Consequences of Skyrocketing Inflation. This chart shows the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers. They said it was transitory. Then they said it had peaked. Now they say inflation is coming down. But food, housing, and gas prices keep pinching hard-working families, especially people on a fixed income. According to The Economist, investors fear inflation is coming back. They may be right. That means having a comprehensive strategy to safeguard your retirement savings from the devastating consequences of inflation, especially if you have retirement savings that may be at risk.
The truth about inflation is startling.
Inflation steals your purchasing power. Inflation puts our financial markets at risk. Inflation has been considered a hidden tax on the working Americans. So, today, there may never be a better time to defend your financial future for you and your family.
A ticking national debt bomb.
This chart shows the value of the US dollar versus the US national debt. The US national debt continues to rise at record levels.
It's over $38 trillion, or over $328,000 per US taxpayer, if you can believe it.
Let's take a closer look at how bad this debt issue really is. Projections from the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, show that the cost of servicing the national debt in the United States is expected to reach unprecedented levels in the next 10 years, with nearly $1.8 trillion in annual interest payments by 2035.
The CBO's most recent budget and economic outlook for the next decade indicate that the annual cost of servicing the national debt will nearly double during that period. The government is projected to spend nearly $14 trillion on interest expenses alone over the coming decade. In the latest fiscal year, American taxpayers spent $881 billion on interest expense for the national debt alone.
Does this sound sustainable to you? And do you think our government representatives have the courage to address this looming threat to our way of life?
Economic and political volatility.
President Trump's second term started with a bang, with a flurry of executive orders, court challenges, new tariffs, heightened deportations, and riots. In the eyes of many Americans, the new administration has ushered in volatility that we haven't seen in this country in years.
This isn't all President Trump's fault, however. Much as we saw during President Trump's first administration, his opponents will pull out all the stops to keep him from accomplishing his agenda.
President Trump's tariff announcements in April 2025 brought unexpected volatility to financial markets, with numerous stock market indices falling more than 10% in just 2 days. While markets recovered afterward, thanks to various walkbacks and tariff pauses, the ultimate impact of these tariffs remains to be seen.
Talk of trade war may have subsided, but it hasn't completely disappeared. And there's no telling when it could flare up again and send markets into another panic. Much of what Trump wants to accomplish is tied up in litigation, and ultimately, it could end up being court decisions that determine what Trump can and cannot do. But in the meantime, a cloud of uncertainty hangs over the economy.
Foreign policy isn't helping matters either, as Trump's moves in the Middle East, such as bombing Iranian nuclear facilities, have led to fears of potential further conflict. If things were to escalate into an all-out war in the Middle East, how badly could that impact the U.S. economy?
On the immigration front, we have witnessed the site of repeated attacks on federal agents enforcing immigration laws, and even outright protests such as those in Los Angeles. Will the rest of Trump's term end up seeing the left resorting to the same violent tactics it employed during 2020's Summer of Love?
Fear of recession remains elevated too, as Americans remain troubled by inflation, tariffs, and the state of the economy. But nearly 60% of Americans don't feel financially prepared for a recession.
Do you feel prepared for a potential recession? Do you feel that your assets are safe against a potential economic downturn? Or do you still need to start preparing yourself financially for what lies ahead?
Chapter 2: The Power of Precious Metals Uncovered.
Now that we've covered the economic challenges that everyday Americans are up against, it's time to focus on solutions. There are no guarantees in the world of finance and economics, but millions of individuals across the world are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to diversify their savings and wealth.
Should you do the same? Let's take a closer look at what precious metals are, how they have been used over history, and what the future may hold for those who choose to diversify.
What are precious metals?
Precious metals are rare, naturally occurring metals in the Earth's crust that have high value due to their uses, whether as an inflation hedge or in industry. Both because of their rarity and their use in coinage, jewelry, and industry, precious metals have values far higher than base metals such as steel and copper.
The historical significance of gold and silver. Gold has served as a monetary metal for millennia, but it really rose to prominence in the early 19th century. When Great Britain formally adopted the gold standard, the many advantages of gold in international trade became readily apparent. By the end of the 19th century, just about every country in the world had adopted some form of gold standard. They understood why gold is important and sought to anchor their monetary systems with the stability that only gold could offer. While the classical gold standard was done away with during World War I, gold continued to play an important role in international finance. The relationship between gold and the dollar remained even after World War II, and the final link between the dollar and gold wasn't broken until President Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. Those who failed to understand why gold is important thought that gold would fall by the wayside after the gold window was closed, but the exact opposite occurred. Since 1971, gold's value has increased by leaps and bounds, at times and by some measures, outperformed those of stock markets. The gold price is now determined not by government fiat, but by market forces.
And because gold qualities make it highly desirable for both industrial and retirement diversification purposes, gold is in even greater demand than ever. Gold always seems to garner headlines, but other precious metals always seem to play second fiddle. With platinum, palladium, or rhodium, that's somewhat understandable, as the amount of retirement diversification products available in those metals is limited. But silver has been used as a monetary metal for thousands of years, right alongside gold. Weights of silver have given their names to numerous world currencies such as the dollar, the mark, and the British pound.
Why central banks are buying up gold.
What most Americans don't realize is that central banks are buying gold at a record pace.
We have to think that central banks are trying to shore up their financial position ahead of any potential recession by buying gold. These gold purchases aren't normally large purchases by single central banks either. This gold is being purchased by numerous central banks around the world. With an increasingly complex geopolitical environment, gold reserve management has become more critical than ever for central banks. According to the World Gold Council, in 2024, central banks added 1,086 tons of gold to their holdings, the highest annual purchase in history, following a record high of 1,080 tons in 2022. According to the 2025 Central Bank Gold Reserves, CBGR survey, a record 43% of central banks' respondents expect to increase their gold reserves in the next 12 months due to concerns about inflation, potential trade conflict, and geopolitical instability. Perhaps even more important is that most central bankers expect gold to play a more important role in total reserves over the next 5 years, while most also expect central banks to shrink their holdings of U.S. dollars. This chart shows the reasons central banks buy gold.
The role of precious metals in diversification.
Diversification is a strategic way of managing your retirement savings with various types of assets to reach specific long-term financial goals over the long term. Loading up on one stock or one industry could be costly if that stock or industry suddenly plummets. Likewise, reacting suddenly when the market changes can lead to knee-jerk decisions that don't benefit you in the long term. Diversification means you hold non-correlated assets, assets that do not move in tandem. So if stocks move south because of another round of rate hikes, or more bad economic news dealing with inflation or Russia or China, you're potentially protected. Among the most popular assets with low correlation to stocks and bonds are precious metals like gold and silver. During the 2008 financial crisis, they were instrumental in protecting wealth. Gold and silver truly shined in the years following. By 2011, gold was up nearly 3 times and silver almost 6 times. During what can only be described as the most tumultuous time in global history, gold prices jumped up nearly 3 times, while silver prices jumped up almost 6 times. At the same time, the S&P 500 struggled to get back to its previous highs, in spite of the massive bailouts and quantitative easing policies put in place. During the stagflation years of the 1970s, gold was an impressive hedge against inflation and market uncertainty. Silver surged from $1.83 to over $30 per ounce, achieving a compound annual growth rate over 32%. Between 1973 and 1979, the average annual inflation rate was around 8.8%. During those same 6 years, gold generated an impressive 35% annualized return. You can see why so many people are flocking to precious metals to potentially protect themselves from the challenges we face today.
The impressive case for silver. This chart shows the silver demand on the rise. Unlike gold, silver normally sees most of its demand coming from industrial uses. That can change somewhat during times of financial crisis when demand picks up, but normally industrial use makes up at least half of silver demand. Historically, silver was used in the photographic industry as a component of photographic film.
As film cameras went the way of the dodo, one of silver's main industrial uses declined, helping to send the silver price into a downward spiral. But that's changing. Total silver demand in 2024 was over 1.16 billion ounces, up 25% since 2020, with silver coin and bar demand making up over 190 million ounces of that. Silver coin and bar demand is up over 22% since 2017, and the forecast for the future is for demand to remain elevated, if a little off the record highs.
What would be really interesting to see is how demand for silver might be impacted if recession were to occur.
This is why so many silver analysts are so bullish about the long-term prospects of silver. With increasing demand from solar and electric vehicle batteries, increasing demand from individuals, and the possibility of a major recession ahead, the stage is being set for silver to really shine.
Chapter 3: How to Buy Precious Metals. What is a precious metals IRA?
A precious metals IRA is a type of self-directed IRA that allows individuals to diversify their assets like real estate, private equity, and of course, precious metals. Most traditional IRA accounts offered by many IRA custodians are limited to conventional financial assets such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or other types of funds. Self-directed IRA accounts offer an increased range of products, allowing exposure to different classes of assets. They're called self-directed because you, as the individual, are the fiduciary. Precious metals IRAs are one of the most commonly known forms of self-directed IRAs, and thousands of Americans have taken advantage of them to purchase precious metals like gold and silver. Along with greater control of your hard-earned money, a precious metals IRA offers all the same benefits and tax advantages as a conventional IRA. Even better, you can add bonds, digital currencies, real estate, promissory notes, and other alternative assets.
The IRS loophole that could save you a fortune in taxes. Due to a little talked about provision in the IRS code, you can take your existing 401k, traditional IRA, or other tax-advantaged account, and roll some of those funds into a precious metals IRA. And you can do this tax and penalty-free. There are also rules surrounding IRA contribution limits. For example, in 2026, you can contribute $7,500 a year to your IRA if you're under 50, and $8,600 if you're older than 50. But here's the catch. These limits don't apply when you fund an IRA by transferring or rolling over assets from another tax-advantaged retirement account.
How to buy precious metals. Starting a precious metals IRA is a simple three-step process. 1. Open your account. You can start the process of opening a precious metals IRA by completing a customer intake form. Simply give us a call, and we can assist you at each step of the process. 2. Fund your account. You can fund your precious metals IRA by rolling over assets from your existing retirement accounts. For example, 401k, 403b, TSP, or IRA accounts can all be rolled over or transferred. Those rollovers and transfers normally take place without tax consequences. As with any other IRA, your assets have to be managed by a custodian. The custodian for your precious metals IRA will take care of storing your precious metals with trusted depositories to ensure that your wealth is there when you need it most. 3. Purchase your precious metals. Once your precious metals IRA is funded, you can choose which precious metals you'd like to have as a part of it. Additionally, any gold, silver, platinum, or palladium bullion of a fineness equal to or exceeding the minimum fineness necessary for a contract market is also eligible for investment by a precious metals IRA. In practice, this means gold and silver bullion and bullion coins that are of 999 thousandths fineness or greater are eligible for IRAs.
Precious Metals Ownership Made Easy.
Don't want to open a precious metals IRA? No problem. You can still take advantage of the benefits of owning precious metals with a direct purchase.
1. Sign your agreement. To secure your precious metals purchase and understand Gold Co.'s terms of doing business, you will review, approve, and sign a standard customer agreement.
2. Fund your account. We offer a few options to fund your account. You can send funds via a bank wire, or you can mail a check to our office in Los Angeles, California. If paying by check, we can also send you a FedEx shipping label, so you pay no shipping costs while expediting your precious metals purchase.
3. Select your precious metals. Once your account is funded, you can choose which precious metals you'd like to have as a part of it. We then ship your selected precious metals. You have the option to have your coins delivered to an independent insured depository or sent directly to you. That's it.
At Gold Co., our goal is to make it easy for you to get the benefit of owning physical gold or silver.
Chapter 4. Gold Co., your number one rated precious metals company.
Gold Co. is a leading precious metals provider with over a decade of experience and more than $3 billion in metals placed, helping individuals benefit from the protective power and asset appreciation of a precious metals portfolio. Our mission is to provide individuals with solutions to diversify their wealth. Whether you want to diversify with gold, silver, or other precious metals, Gold Co. can help you each step of the way.
If you have an IRA, 401k, 403b, TSP, or similar tax-advantaged retirement account, Gold Co.'s specialists can help facilitate the transfer or rollover to a precious metals IRA.
We also offer direct sales of gold and silver to our customers. If you have a savings account, Gold Co.'s specialists can help you diversify those funds with precious metals.
We are proud of the industry recognition that we have earned for more than a decade.
Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau, earned over 8,000 plus five-star reviews, Money.com 2025 Best Customer Service and Best Gold IRA Companies. 2025 Incorporated 5000 Regionals, Pacific, ranked number 18. 2025 Bronze Stevie Award, Fastest Growing Company, Inc. 5000 Award Recipient, 9 plus years.
We also offer the industry's highest buyback guarantee when you're ready to sell your precious metal.
What are customers saying about Gold Co.?
The company has also earned over 8,000 plus five-star customer reviews on the BBB Consumer Affairs, Google Reviews, Retirement Living, Trustpilot, TrustLink, and Yelp. See what some of our customers have to say about their Gold Co. experience.
Emma on Trustpilot said, "My experience with Gold Co. was amazing. From the start of my transaction to the end, I felt like I was doing business with a trusted family member. My account representative always made sure during the whole transaction that I understood every step of the process. I highly recommend, without a doubt, to anyone who is looking to purchase precious metals to go through Gold Co. I have recommended them to my family and friends and will continue to spread the word. Gold Co. is trusted for a reason. They are simply amazing. Don't hesitate. Give them a call. You won't be disappointed."
Joseph on BBB said, "My wife and I have made 7 purchases with Gold Co. and were thoroughly impressed and satisfied with all of our experiences. Our account specialist was very professional and always eager to serve our needs. We can't say enough good things about Gold Co. You won't regret working with them."
Mike on Google Reviews said, "This is my second round of purchases with Gold Co. Both experiences, although 11 plus years apart, were very much the same. Everyone at Gold Co. was very professional, and the transaction was completed expeditiously. They are, and will continue to be, my go-to source for precious metals. Just outstanding service. I highly recommend."
Robin on Consumer Affairs said, "Gold Co. was very professional and informative in how to purchase precious metals. I had never done it before, and they made it a smooth process, with options available both in the purchase and in storage. They are courteous and timely. Any questions were answered so that I could understand.
I would highly recommend Goldco to anyone.
Kelly on Yelp said, "Great company, excellent customer service. Rollover of my retirement IRA to precious metal IRA was an easy transition."
Frequently asked questions.
Question:
are there penalties for moving assets from an IRA or 401k to a precious metals IRA? Answer: no. When performed correctly, a rollover or transfer of assets into a precious metals IRA takes place with no taxes or penalties.
Question: what types of retirement accounts are eligible to roll over into a precious metals individual retirement account?
Answer: types of retirement accounts eligible for rollover or transfer into a precious metals IRA include 401k, 403b, 457, and TSP accounts. You can even roll over funds from a Roth retirement account into a Roth precious metals IRA, or perform a Roth conversion when rolling over from a 401k or similar account into a Roth precious metals IRA.
Question: will I be charged any fees like I see in my mutual fund statement?
Answer: unlike mutual funds, the fees for your precious metals IRA are often charged by the custodian as one flat fee per year rather than as a percentage of your assets. That means that the more precious metals you own, the lower your fees are as a percentage of assets. The less precious metals you own, the higher your fees are as a percentage of assets. Goldco does not charge any ongoing or management fees.
Question:
can I take physical possession of my metals?
Answer: while your metals are owned by your IRA, they are securely stored in a depository.
Once you are eligible to begin taking distributions at age 59 and a half, you can choose to take your distributions either as a cash payment or in the form of precious metals. If you make a cash purchase, you can take physical possession of your metals purchase.
Question: should I rely on this guide for tax or legal advice?
Answer: Goldco cannot provide tax or legal advice and will not advise as to the tax or legal consequences of purchasing or selling precious metals or opening a precious metals IRA.
Question: should I rely on this guide for financial advice?
Answer: no. This guide is general in nature and not tailored to the specific goals of any individual. It is up to you to educate yourself, consider all risks relating to your purchase, and seek financial advice if needed. Even though Goldco and our representatives specialize in selling precious metals, we are not licensed financial advisors and do not give financial advice.
Question: what are the risks associated with a precious metals purchase?
Answer: precious metal prices may rise and fall, which means the value of your metals may carry risk over time, and you may sell for more or less than you paid. Precious metals do not yield income. Consider looking into other potential risks.
Question: does past performance guarantee future results?
Answer: past performance does not guarantee future results.
Predictions regarding the future value of precious metals cannot be made with certainty. Goldco cannot guarantee, assure, or promise future market movement, prices, or profits.
Question: can I buy precious metals without an IRA?
Answer: yes. Goldco is a full-service precious metals firm. We can help you buy gold and silver for secure delivery to your location.
Question: why do I need a custodian to administer the precious metals in my IRA?
Answer: this is the case with any IRA. The IRS requires that a custodian administer and track the assets in an IRA. A precious metals IRA is no different.
Question: which custodians does Goldco work with?
Answer: Goldco works with many major self-directed IRA custodians.
Question: how do I roll over my existing IRA or 401k to a precious metals IRA?
Answer: the process is completed in three steps. First, we'll help you open a new precious metals IRA.
Then, we'll help you move funds from your old account. There are no penalties, and you don't need to invest additional money. Once the funds are transferred to your precious metals IRA, we'll then provide you with resources to select the precious metals.
Question: Who is eligible for a precious metals individual retirement account?
Answer: As a general rule, anyone who has earned income can be eligible for a precious metals IRA.
Question: How long does it take to roll over my IRA?
Answer: Typically, less than 2 weeks. But each application is unique, and the exact amount of time it takes to roll over varies. Our specialists will help you gather and complete all of the necessary documents for your rollover, and can also provide you with an estimate for how long your specific rollover will take.
Question: What type of metals can I keep in my precious metals IRA? Answer: The most popular assets in a precious metals IRA are gold and silver. You can choose from a variety of products, such as coins or bars, in each category. We also offer both common bullion products and premium bullion products. Question: How do I keep my precious metals safe while they're in my IRA?
Answer: When you open a precious metals IRA, all of your precious metals will be stored in a secure vault at an insured depository. The IRS requires physical metals funding a precious metals IRA account be maintained by a depository and administered by the custodial financial institution.
Question: In what form can I receive distributions?
Answer: You may receive distributions from your precious metals IRA in the form of physical gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, depending on what metals are in your account. If you prefer to receive cash, Goldco may help you convert your precious metals into cash by repurchasing the metals from you.
How do you get started today?
Our precious metals specialists can help you find a precious metals option that fits your financial and your retirement goals. To speak to a representative and get the process started, call Goldco now at 855-450-1394.